And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 6th of August, 2012. It's the birthday of the man who discovered the antibacterial properties of penicillin, Sir Alexander Fleming, bacteriologist, born in Lochfield, Scotland, 1881. Came into his lab one morning in 1928 to find that he'd left the lid off a petri dish containing a Staphylococcus culture, which had become contaminated by a blue-green mold. And he noted that right around the moldy spots, the bacteria were no longer growing. So he isolated the mold and determined it was Penicillium notatum. It's the birthday of the man who gave us some familiar lines. He gave us the line, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. And there's not to reason why, there's but to do and die. And his words, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield, will be engraved on a wall in Olympic Village for the Olympic Games in London. Alfred Lord Tennyson, the poet, born Lincolnshire, England, on this day in 1809. It's the birthday of Charles Fort, born Albany, New York, 1874, who was interested in theories of the paranormal, trying to explain things that scientists could not, UFOs and spontaneous human combustion and poltergeists. His most famous book, The Book of the Damned, came out in 1919, in which he collected dozens of anecdotes about things that science could not explain. The Fortean Society is named for him, a society that encourages people to question scientific conclusions. And it's the anniversary of the first execution by electric chair. It happened on this date in 1890 in New York. They've been looking for a more humane method of capital punishment to replace hanging. A dentist from Buffalo named Alfred Southwick suggested electricity. There was a big battle in the field of electrical power going on between the Edison Company and Westinghouse. Edison promoting direct current, Westinghouse alternating. Neither of them wanted his form of current to be associated with electrocution. So Edison promoted alternating current and succeeded. Even the Westinghouse funded the appeals of death row inmates. The man who was executed was William Kemmler. It took about 8 minutes to kill him. And Westinghouse later said they would have done better using an axe. Here's a poem for today by Peter Sirchuk, entitled Heyday, for my father. We wore fedora hats and ate nickel sandwiches, played Johnny on the pony and pitched copper pennies. We worked all day, dreamed of marrying saints, and after hours ran straight up to Harlem. It was a good time to be a man, good time to know your way around the block and a dollar. Once you knew who lived where and why, you had friends for life and rules to live by. Bright Eyes owned the bar on President Street. He only let his sister in after hours. Even with a mop in her hands, she smelled like chocolate and flowers and made you dream about her dress on a hanger. The war was still a world away, and Brooklyn still a world of its own. Friday nights, we'd take the train to Ebbets Field, or maybe split a cab to Coney Island. From the top of the steeplechase, you could fly across Queens or scratch your back on the Empire State Building. Only the Rockefellers and Vanderbilts were rich. The rest of us shuffled ends and means, drove our trucks, stitched our seams, and gave our ears and our pay to Mr. Roosevelt's plans. I like his voice, Bright Eyes' sister said, wiping her hands on the back of her jeans. Not much for politics. I stared anyway. The right girl could change your mind about anything. A poem by Peter Sirchuk, Heyday, from his collection All That Remains, published by WordTech Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, written by Holly Vanderhaar, produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you.